Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Price reaches second base with a double. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Price scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Steele pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Williams moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 0 for 1 in the game. Podres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Padres covering. Safe. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Padres covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0 for 2 in the game. Padres strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry throws the ball into Josephson, who tags Cash trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Mike Marshall now pitching. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.